Good morning and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and at Summer Season 2023, Episode 8, August 5th, 2023, Take 2. We have a cool and foggy Saturday morning here in my neighborhood, with a good chance of hot and sunny on the horizon for this afternoon. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Started this podcast out and had to restart because of some technical issues. This is the 8th installment of the summer season of 2023. It looks as if Saturday has become the norm for when the podcast goes out, yet we're still following the theme of chaos within the podcast. I've given up on the format, so who knows what this episode will bring. I have notes, but I don't know if they're going to be followed, if they're going to be added to. I don't know for certain which way we're going to go, but I do know once again we'll cover some info for the honors summer reading. I'll answer a couple of your questions, discuss how to contact me, some other miscellaneous items from the recesses of my mind, some more enrichment assignments, and some other information on some emails I sent out earlier this week. All of this and maybe more, maybe less, in this episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and that. I'll be right back. I'm going to hit the chill song from my daughter and return shortly. So no coffee this morning as of yet, but I did have a Reese's cupcake. And that has me all sugared up. I'm going to have some espresso on the deck here in a little bit. But everything's all damp and dewy outside. So I'm going to let things dry off before I go sit and have my espresso. I did have more student emails this week. Honor student did earn the enrichment bonus word for last week. That was tunnel construction. Congratulations to said student for turning in the enrichment bonus word. And also, we had the optional enrichment project stick together completed by the same student. But more on that later. So, the enrichment points that were earned by that student will be added to the first 9 weeks grading period. Some of the earlier week's words are still in play. If you'd like me to help guide you with your summer reading projects, please reach out to me sooner rather than later. We are into August. We're running out of time, everybody. So I can help you with your work. If you wait until late August, probably not going to have time to assist you, because remember, these writing responses are due the first day of school. During this upcoming school year, you'll be able to submit emails to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject, or through Schoology in the message system of Schoology, place student email of the week. Then in the body of your email or message, type in your comments and questions. Not only will your email and message make the podcast, you will get enrichment points for your effort. So I'm pushing the answers to the student emails into the summer reading updates. We have crossed into August. We're going to be returning to the high school soon. So I hope you have read Night. You should be reading it, but most of you should be done with the reading. You should be working on your prompts. So if you have any questions, email them to me. I have been pretty good with responding to emails within 24 hours so far, but last week, whenever I was traveling, not this past week, but the week before last, it did take me a few days because I was in transit and did not get the email. So get the emails to me and I will respond as soon as I can. Remember, everything's posted on the class wiki. You don't need to join that. But if you would like to be able to have some of your writing reviewed over the summer, email me and I will be able to do this, provided you don't wait until the last minute. I'm going to harp on that. I won't grade your assignments until you ask, but I will give you general feedback on your writing. So, in regards to the student email, there are 7 prompts that you're going to respond to in that packet. Each prompt has several options to choose from. So, within each prompt, you are not going to answer each bulleted question. You're going to pick one of the bulleted questions, and that bulleted question should have several parts. So, you'll pick one bulleted question, And with that bulleted question, you will answer several, you'll answer all those components of that bulleted question. Hope that makes sense. Seven sections of prompts. Each prompt has several bulleted points. You're going to choose one bulleted point from that prompt, answer all the questions in that bulleted prompt, and go from there. Each prompt should have its own Google Doc. That's going to make it easier. Label it, which prompt you're answering, and your name. That should be the title of the prompt. Now, along with that, I sent out an email earlier this, I think it was yesterday, but earlier this week, I created blogs for all the honor students. You may have received an email from EduBlogs about it. EduBlogs is the platform I'm using. Please do not do anything yet with your blogs. We'll work on those once school starts. These blogs are where you're going to post much of your writing for the class. I also created a short blog post about the topic at Mr. Sal's Classes, MRSALSCLASSES.edublogs.org. EduBlogs is EduBlogs.org. That is the class blog site. I have my personal blog at MrSal.edublogs.org, and then you guys will be blogging off the MrSal'sClasses.edublogs.org. So that's where that's at. There was another question about one of the prompts where you are to write questions about if you were to interview somebody, one of the characters in the story, how would you go about that? Let me find that question and I will get back to you. My computer's running slowly today. This is craziness. I'm not happy with that at all. Anyway, so what you want to do, you can interview a character, and this question has popped up. How do you interview a character since they are no longer alive? What you would do is, based on what you've read in the story, answer the questions for them. So you're making up the interview. Because you've read the story, you should know what the answers would be. Now, here's the actual question. It's prompt 7 in the summer homework. It says, devise questions to ask the character about the events of the book. And I was wondering if I just come up with the questions or if I come up with the questions and answers like an interview. So, you can either write the questions and then have the characters that you're asking answer them, which you're going to make up the answers. Based on what you read about the characters, you should be able to answer those questions you're asking. Or, what you could do is state which character the questions are for, write out your question, explain what in the book gave you the idea to ask that question. So you could either run it as an interview, a fictitious interview, or you could write out questions for the different characters. And then what you would say is, okay, this question is for Eli, here's the question, here's why I'm asking that, and explain your reasoning behind it. That's a little bit longer, a little bit more drawn out. So I would go with the question and fake interview myself, but that is up to you. So that covers pretty much what's going on with the summer reading. Summer school update. Summer school is over. It ran from Monday, June 5th till Thursday, July 20th. Summer school is officially over. The office hours that I had as needed virtually for summer school are still there. If you want them, reach out to me and we'll set up time to meet. That pretty much covers all of summer school and summer reading. I'm going to take a break, get a drink of water, and I'll be right back. So we're moving on to the... Oh, wait a second. That siren sound That siren sound indicates that we are at the optional enrichment assignment portion of the podcast. Optional means you don't have to do it. Enrichment means it's a form of bonus, but you're not getting straight up bonus points. You're getting a grade, depending on the assignment, a grade of 5 out of 5, 25 out of 25, depending on the intensity of the assignment, the rigor of the assignment, depends on how many points you get. The original optional enrichment assignment was open for the entire summer. It was solved. It was a stick together. I posted another assignment on my blog, MrSal.edublogs.org. I mentioned that earlier in this episode. Look on the left sidebar of my blog and click the Stick Together Enrichment tab. Once again, that is MrSal, M-R-S-A-L, dot edublogs, E-D-U-B-L-O-G-S, dot org, O-R-G. Look on the left-hand sidebar of my blog. Click on the Stick Together Enrichment tab. It will take you to the second optional enrichment assignment of the summer. I did change this one up a bit. You're limited to the number of attempts per day. The first, the original optional enrichment assignment, I put a second blog post, Stick Together 2, that has the completed picture, if you want to check that out. So that's posted on my blog also. Stick Together is a virtual puzzle sticker board. You can zoom in, click on letters and color in squares. There are bonus squares. I don't know how many are in this one. I have to check it out. Scoring will be based upon participation on this puzzle. So we're still working out how this is going to work, but it is an optional enrichment assignment. Now we're going to jump back to our regularly scheduled programming. Normally we go into the dad joke of the week, but we're not doing the dad joke of the week during the summer. I know. It will return once the fall season kicks in. Thank you. The dad joke of the week was the most popular and is the most popular aspect of the podcast. And by the way, this is an award-winning, highly popular podcast, so I've been told. So, we're going to roll into the interesting and or bizarre fact of the week. On August 5th, 1912, the first electric traffic signal was installed in Cleveland, Ohio. I did some research on that. I forget the name of the streets, but I have relatives up in Cleveland. So I thought that was an interesting slash bizarre fact of the week. There weren't even that many cars back then, but they put the electric traffic signal in Cleveland. Moving on to the previews, I know I still owe you video tutorials. I will get to them. It's supposed to rain a lot this upcoming week, so I will be inside doing work. I promise I will get those out. I will send out emails once they are posted. The bonus word or phrase of the week. This goes something new for the summer season. Well, old for the summer season because we're getting towards the end of summer. The first student in each class period to email the bonus word of the week will receive enrichment points in the fall. This week's bonus word or phrase is diesel. The bonus word or phrase is diesel. So, school announcements are as follows. Hope you guys enjoyed your summer. Still have an enjoyable summer. Still have a couple weeks to go. Rest up, recharge. Do your work for the honors summer reading. If you have questions, get them to me ASAP. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative, it's fun, it's student run. We will be posting episodes once we get back to school. It is a club. You get enrichment points, and I feed you and give you hot chocolate, iced tea, things like that during the club meetings. It's open to all students in New Brighton Area High School. It's basically a show that discusses what's going on in New Brighton and the surrounding communities. We also have a TikTok channel. Look for content there. And hopefully you'll be interested. Join the club when school starts. If you want to know more, please email me. Do you know you can check out ebooks from the school library over the summer? You can. If you're not certain, email myself or Mrs. Berger if you're unsure how to do so. Also, many public libraries offer free checkout for ebooks. The Carnegie Libraries of Pittsburgh, the Beaver County Library System, the Lawrence County Library System. There are libraries throughout the United States that offer students the ability to log out, check out ebooks for free. So look around if you're interested. That is pretty much going to wrap things up as I get ready to end this podcast. I want to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you hear, please let me know. Constructive criticism is appreciated. If you like what you hear, send compliments my way too. Those are also great to hear. The second is about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. And speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts. In fact, this past episode that aired Tuesday, we had four guests from the KTI Summit. It was great hearing from them. Some people were attendees. Some people were lead learners. It was a great podcast. Check it out. A lot of good ideas were being shared. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211 on your phone or 211.org on a computer. And we have the website and app. 511PA is the app. 511PA.com is the website. And actually, you can dial 511 on your phone. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year with all the construction, the rain, the washouts. 511PA shows you, the website shows you driving conditions across the state, where snow plows are in the wintertime, where construction is going on, and has live traffic cams to show conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. 511 will give you audio information, and I'm not sure about the app because I've not used the app, but I have used the website. I've used this multiple times over the year. If you're traveling, check out 511PA. Well, everybody, we're at 18 minutes. That's going to wrap up this week's show. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and all of next week. Stay cool, stay hydrated, stay dry once it starts raining. Remember, this podcast is going to continue throughout the summer. Probably in a somewhat of a similar format that we had today, you know, kind of chaotic. Some things there, some things not there, some things repeated. Once again, I want to thank my daughter for the theme music for the podcast, and I'm going to go outside and see if the deck has dried off enough for my espresso. We'll sit out there and enjoy the morning. Have a good one, everybody. Talk to you soon.